right, testing 1, 2, 3. Is this getting I guess it is. Yeah, it's getting audio. Hi, my name is Amaris Gillen. Chambers, sorry. We're on the David Sarp Internal Programs podcast with
Kenneth Winfield.
Hey, all right. What's today?
Today's August 9th.
Yep, August 9th. Also, you can get as close to the mic as you're comfortable because it's going to have to pick you up.
All right, cool.
We did a podcast with you probably like 6 months ago, to be honest. I did one.
Dang. That's yeah. That's a long time. For real.
Like 5 months, maybe. Maybe 5 or 6. All right, so tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with David Sarp? Who are you? Etc.
So my name's Kenneth Winfield. Mm-hmm. I've been at David Sarp now for about 7.5 months. And as of right now, I'm working with the Biz Pod, and I'm a media assistant.
Oh, what does that mean, a media assistant?
So it kind of, well, what it means is that I'm overlooking projects, making sure that emails are sent out to clients, editing videos, and helping with video shoots.
Dope. And you're, are you in tier 2 or tier 3?
Tier 2.
Tier 2?
Yeah.
Tier 2, kind of tier 3?
Tier 3, kind of tier 2. They don't know where it's at.
Can you?
I'm tier 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you explain to me the difference between tier 1, tier 2, tier 3?
So I would say like tier 1 is workforce.
Okay.
Where you're coming in and you're an intern and you have 150 hours. And you complete that. I would say tier 2 is like once that's up, you kind of volunteer for a little bit until we get all your paperwork filled out and, you know, see if you really want to be here. And then we get you on contract. Tier 3 would be more like you're on contract. You have a certain amount of hours to complete. You're at a pay rate and you're assigned certain roles that you need to complete. And just kind of, I would say more like a leader role for myself, because that's what I've kind of been told. But I think it's just more of like a, you have more of responsibility in tier 3.
Dope. All right. So tier 3 is almost being like a, like one step below of being like a staff at David Sarp type thing.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. This is a music question thing, so it's asking what kind of music have you been making, and I have to try to, you know, adjust it for this pod. Fun times. What kind of projects have you been working on since being here?
So we've been able to complete the San Diego Park Social. That's kind of where I got my feet wet and like really got to know what editing is like when it came to Final Cut, and building a storyline for a client and just getting a message across of what the client wants, you know. So I've been working on that, and then I've been, now I'm involved in several other projects. I will be looking over everybody's projects just to make sure what they're good on. So we have San Diego County of Education, the Drake Gives, and a few other projects that we'll be working on. Tiny Desk, that's going on with Omari.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of oversee them and make sure that they're getting their things done and everything's organized. And then I'm working on, as of right now, I'm working on Christine's project, which she's with the San Diego Lights Association. And I'm just editing that and putting that together right now, and making sure I got B-roll and all those things just to have a good video to deliver.
Dope. All right. Has your knowledge in media stuff, in video, film, sorry, you can tell that I don't do that for a living, huh? has your knowledge based on that subject grown? Would you feel like it has, or kind of not really?
Yeah, very much. I mean, I still have a lot to learn, right? But I think when it comes to someone who's just coming in and kind of needs help navigating Final Cut or just operating some of the cameras and stuff, I think I could help them, you know? And if I do have a problem, I'll just ask, and then, you know, we could work through it all together. But I'm pretty comfortable in navigating Final Cut. So I think I've gained a lot of knowledge because, I mean, when I first came in here, I didn't know any of it.
Right.
You know, they were talking about XLRs and gigabytes and all kinds. I was like, what are you guys talking about, bro? Like, I don't know this. And now I've kind of picked it up.
Yeah. I feel you. I was in the same boat when I started working here.
Yeah.
Did you reach any of the, I don't know, I don't really remember. We talked about goals that you had set for yourself 6 months ago. Do you feel like you reached any of those goals?
I honestly don't think I remember some of them. I think some of them was just kind of getting the role of all this, you know? Mm-hmm. And if that was one, I say yes. You know, I understand our mission here. Not only in the technical, like, field of things, but also, like, just what David's Harp does in general, mm-hmm. you know? I'm not the best at what I do in the technical side, but I do believe when it comes to talking to the youth and, like, to my peers, I think I really have a good insight on, like, things that I could share with them that will just keep them going or could possibly, like, motivate them to stay or just want to do better for themselves.
Dope. I feel like one of your goals was to get off probation the last time we were here. And that's soon, huh?
That's like 83 days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's less than 3 months, bro.
For real.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to just make sure that I'm good and just continue doing what I'm doing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, God. That's dope. Do you feel like being here has made it easier for you to reach goals and to set them and, like, to...
Yes. The reason they have is because, I mean, people hold me up to things here, you know? They hold me up to it, and not in a way where it's, like, if I don't get it done, they're going to, like, ding me for it. But it's just, like, the fact that they see the potential that I can, it makes me feel like, damn, well, don't let them down because, like, they see it in you, you know? Mm. So it's like, it's helped me because it's like, no one's pressuring me to do anything. And it's just, they're just kind of putting those things in there like, hey, look, you could do this, you could do that, you're capable. And they're just letting me do it on my own. And then it's like, if I fall, they're there for me. So it's like, this has definitely been a strong foundation for me to complete those goals because it's a big support team.
That's dope. Dope. Do you feel that you've grown as a person since being here?
Yes, I have. The reason I say that is because even though, you know, like, I still have, like, thoughts of, like, just the old me, you know, like, I catch myself, you know, I catch myself in old behaviors or just any, like, bad thoughts or, like, reacting to people certain ways, and I'm just, like, the fact that I catch myself and I'm like, no, like, come on, you need to chill. It's like, oh, dang, like, you know. Or even outside of here, you know, like, I see things that are going on or I've seen people that I may have had a problem with in the past. And I'm like, just keep walking, bro, you know. So that's, yeah, they have, you know. I've kind of tried to put my pride to the side now and just be square.
Mm-hmm. Why now? What's at stake for you? And also, too, this podcast isn't really going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not, like, a public thing.
It's just so real.
Yeah.
Why now? It's just because, like, I have a whole life ahead of me, you know? And it's, like, you know how much energy that, like, those things take, bro? Like, it's just, like, it's so much energy to want to hate someone, to go and try to do something to someone or just be angry at the world all day. Like, it's like, I can't do that, you know? Like, I'd rather just keep it pushing, be happy.
Right.
And then, you know, it just feels better. Like, I'm not trying to focus on other people and what they got going on. Like, the only people I am trying to focus on is the people who want better for themselves and that are around me, you know? But I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Has it been, sorry, I totally got sidetracked. Man, see, look, this is why these podcasts aren't public, because of me. That's why. No, I think the only people listening to these are me and Brandon, and that's about it. So is it difficult for you working with other former or current, like, gang members and trying to be like, would you say it's difficult still being in a situation where you're around that, but not really around it? Does that make sense?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason it is because, it sucks, but, like, when you're in the streets and you're affiliated with a gang or you're just part of that lifestyle, and then, I mean, you're taught to be the toughest or the baddest, you know. I was given a name and I lived up to it. And then if I see anybody else who has a name and they're not living up to it, it makes me feel like, bro, you're not really about that, you know.
Right.
And then coming in and seeing some of my peers being gang members, sometimes it's just a feeling that you just have that it's like, nah, they're not about that, you know, like they were never about that. And then just seeing some still kind of carry some of those traits, and for me to feel like, nah, they're not really about that, that's the bad side of me, you know, like that is like, you shouldn't think like that because I shouldn't be worried about that. But it's like, I've been trained all my life to like
care about that.
Yeah. To just kind of point that out, like, oh,
right,
is he about it? No. Is he about it? Yes, you know. And it's like when I see someone who has come from a similar background than me, but just I personally, in my opinion, I judge and be like, nah, they're not about that, you know.
Right.
It's like, it's hard to like be in a space with them, but right. I mean, that's old thinking, you know, as of where I'm learning to care for these people, you know. So it's just kind of hard sometimes when other people act a certain way and it's like, bro, you're not like that, you know.
Right.
So that's just what it is for me, you
know? It's like an instinctual, oh, that's fake.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
And then you have to like be conscious of it and think like, okay,
yeah,
that doesn't matter here.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. I mean, I don't get it in the sense of like never been in a gang, but I get what it's like to, there's, you know, I don't know. I was going to go on a whole tangent. Not going to do that. Not right now.
Yeah.
What relationships have you built with the other students and the staff?
I've built good ones, for at least in my opinion. I like the guys. They're cool, you know.
It's like locker room vibes. You guys doing push-ups every day? Like, what the hell?
I mean, right? Like, I mean, the dudes are cool. You mean, like,
yeah,
like they're my guys. I could tell you that they've been realer than some of my homies in the streets. You mean, that's for sure. And it's, like, crazy. Dang. But, I mean, this is what I have right now. So, it's like, I mean, I'm a protector with everything I got. You feel me? Because they've been nothing but good to me. So, and they opened their doors to me like quick, so that was cool. Jesus is a character.
National, you know, treasure, that guy.
He's a character, but I mean, everybody's pretty cool, you know. But I don't know. We'll see where we're at in a few years.
What is your view on like community or like trusting people? Just like originally.
It's hard. I never used to really trust anybody but people who are from my area or my friends. I still have doubts on people in the community today, you know. But I'm trying to be a member of society and trying to get back into the community, and it's like, I feel like I have to like earn the community's trust first before they could open up to me.
How do you feel about your future versus 6 months ago?
I feel a little afraid. The only reason I say that is because it's like, yeah, I'm doing good or whatever, but it's like I've been stuck on this little path of where I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm scared to try even just to get my license or look for housing. And it's because I don't want to fail, you know. Like I'm not getting in trouble, I'm okay. So like I've been stuck there, you know, stuck doing what's keeping me okay,
right,
and scared of really trying to do better because I'm scared of failing, you know.
Right.
But I'm trying to get out of that mindset. But I mean, I see myself, you mean, like going through struggles, but positive struggles, nothing that's like negative. Like, I mean, struggling with rent maybe, or struggling with paying my car payment, but like, and that sounds bad, but it's like just dealing with life. I see myself dealing with life in the legitimate way, in a legal way that might be a little stressful because I'm just starting off, you know, but I mean, I think it'll be cool because I do think I'll have my own, I do think I'll have my own spot. I do think I'll have my car, and life hits you and a lot of stuff's come with that. My car could break down, just stuff like that, you know, but I see myself still doing well, being okay, and having a family. That's legit what I want.
Dope.
Yeah.
Little tiny Kenneths running around?
Little Kennys.
Wow.
A lot. Not a lot. Just one.
Just one.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what my husband says, too. I'm a two or nothing type of girl. I'm like, I'm not having an only child. Sorry. Yeah. F that. I think that was your answer last time. Do you feel like you're just afraid to make waves because you don't want to, like, make the wrong move type thing?
I think I'm just real, like if I fail, like, I'll beat myself up about it. So, like, that's what that is.
Explain to me the license thing. Like, are you afraid to, like, fail your driver's test or something?
No, I passed, like, this little practice test, like, really high. Like, I got almost everything right. But, I'm scared of the driving test. Like, you know, like, I've been driving all my life, really. Not all my life. I'm capping. That's cap.
But since I was three.
Yeah, like, I've been driving for a little while, and I've done good. But I feel like every time I get into someone's car that isn't mine, like, I get nervous as hell. And I'm just like, bro, like, what's going on? And then I'm driving, like, on a Saturday on someone else's, in the homie's car, and I'm perfect, you know? It's just, like, I feel like I'm going to be like, oh, dang. Like, I feel like it's all going to hit me. And, like, out of nervousness, I'm going to be like, oh, do something wrong, you know? But I think I'll be all right.
When was the last time you drove a car? Okay,
Sunday,
I mean.
Saturday.
Okay, Sunday, Saturday. Yeah. LOL. You're like, shoot, should I say that? That makes sense. Okay, so wait, how far are you from I'll ask you later. That's not, we don't have to put that on the podcast. How have you grown as an artist? Not like a recording artist. I mean, like, as a videographer. What do you do primarily? Like, do you direct? Do you edit? Like, what is your main function?
Almost everything.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of everything, but also, like, I kind of just watch Gabe sometimes, you know, because, I mean, Gabe's the ones that's low-key, like, directs and does all that. Mm-hmm. As if for me, like, I'm kind of just like a helping hand, but I mean, my thing is editing. From I've figured out that my thing is editing, honestly. Like, I'm pretty good at it. I try to stay away from the cameras, but
why?
I don't know. I just, like, I'm not steady with them, so I'd rather just, like, edit. Like, I think I could compose, like, pretty good storylines, put that B-roll on there pretty good. And then just leading the groups. That's where I'm at. Like, the enforcer.
The enforcer. You should make a TV show with little taglines under everybody's name. Kenny, the enforcer. Jesus, the clown. I'm sorry. He's not going to hear this. Anyways. I don't know. Is there anything else? I mean, I'm pretty sure... Pretty sure we're done. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add about your time here, your experience? You don't have to. It just says to ask you, so.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm just chilling, doing everything I'm supposed to, and continue off and finishing off this year to see if I sign another contract or if I go. But I think I might stay. I like it.
Yeah? I remember early... For those of you that can't see this, he's shaking his head silently and saying, no. I remember when you didn't want to, or when you were kind of like, yeah, I'll be here, but, like, I'm going to try to spend all my time here. Like, yeah.
I'm still thinking, gone eventually. I'm still thinking because, I mean, there's a lot that I want to do, and I don't know if this will support that, but I'm going to see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad you're here, and we're not going to hold it against you if you decide to move on. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, this has been... the David Tarp internal podcast with your lovable and genuine host. I'm just kidding. I'm complimenting myself. This has been Amorous. Cool. All right. We're out. August 9th. Bye.